What's up and welcome to another episode of the Grindline Podcast. I am your host, Greg, and I am flying solo tonight. So what we're going to do tonight is kind of a quick hits episode. I'm going to go through and talk about the Red Wings that are playing at the World Championships currently. Four games in already, and they are doing really well. So I'm going to start off the top with Team USA. Team USA has played Finland, Hungary, Germany, and Austria, and is 4-0. Carter Mazur continues to impress. He has a goal and an assist and is a +5, and he's looking really polished. And I had said, I think Kyle from Winging and Motown had tweeted out about Carter Mazur, and I had said that I think he can crack the lineup next season. The goal that he had was a beauty. He snuck into an uncovered spot at the middle of the ice. He sniped one home. He just looks like he has kind of the tenacity and just that kind of really good hockey smarts and IQ that should earn him a spot on the team next season, even if it isn't I'm hoping a mid-six role, but I'm thinking he might just start as a third line guy and work his way up. I will still kind of blow the whistle as a Bertuzzi replacement. I think that would be a good kind of a look for him. Maybe not initially, but I think once he gets in and gets comfortable, a Bertuzzi replacement is something that he could definitely turn out to be in my eyes. I know other people have made the kind of same comparison. We talked to Tony Ferrari. He said that it's hard to make a comparison like that just because of what Bertuzzi has been able to do. But Mazur does seem to still be that kind of like bulldog style player that Tyler Bertuzzi is and was for the Wings and for the Griffins. So, I mean, really excited for Mazur. He should be able to pick up more points during this tournament. It's a little light this year because there are still really good players in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So Mazur looking good for Team USA, and Team USA looking good overall. Finland is really the strongest team that they've played, so they've yet to be really tested, but it doesn't seem like they're going to have that big of an issue. On to Team Canada. Canada is also 4-0. Joe Valeno has 2 goals and 3 assists and is a +4. I would say that what Valeno needs to improve on is what I would consider just his okay season this season. He's getting stronger, he's getting more steady, but I think he needs to start developing a bit more offense, or he may just be stuck on the fourth line and flex up to the third. Not that that would be a bad thing, but I think a bit more was expected from him at the beginning with his offense based on where he was drafted and his exceptional status and all of that kind of weighs on a player maybe, but Valeno might be taking the slow and steady development path, which may put him right in the prime when we're competing in the playoffs. So if Joe Valeno is your 4C, I think your team is doing really well. He's due for a contract this offseason, as are a couple other guys, and he should get a small bump in his salary, but I'm guessing he'll get in the same range as Michael Rasmussen, who is getting $1.46 million over a few years. So I don't think he's done anything to earn more than that, really. And if you can lock him in and then he really starts to produce, that looks like a good contract in a few years, and then you can worry about that a little further down the road. Team Sweden, which is the one I think I was most excited for because Lucas Raymond is over there. Team Sweden is 4-0 as well, and I think we can see a pattern kind of developing with where our good prospects are and our good players are. They are those teams are all doing well, except for Germany, which we'll get to at the end. They have been really good. It makes me really sad that we won't get to see Leo Carlson in a Red Wings sweater, because he looks fantastic out there with Lucas Raymond, who has a goal and 3 assists and is a +2. Raymond is looking really confident and needs to have a great offseason. He just needs to get stronger and heavier. He also had 2 beautiful shootout goals, one that was 5-hole that, if you haven't seen it, go to Twitter, look up Lucas Raymond shootout goal. It was an absolute beauty. Where I kind of am getting rubbed the wrong way with Lucas Raymond is people are giving him a lot of shit and they're saying he had a bad year. But I would just say that he didn't explode this season. He had 12 less points and 8 fewer games. It looks like he was playing part of the season with a nagging injury, which we saw him go out for a few games with an injury during the season. So I think that was hurting him a little bit before he started to get hot and then went out. I just don't think he fully healed during the season to get back to his game. I hate plus minus, and I know a lot of other people hate plus minus, and plus minus is not a good indicator of individual play generally, but Lucas Raymond did improve in the plus minus department, which some people may say he had improved his defensive game if you consider plus minus a good indicator of defense. I don't, because it's wonky how it's calculated. You get pluses for things I don't think you should get pluses for. You get minuses if you're stepping off the ice and a goalie lets in a fluke goal, or just a goalie's having a bad night and you're on the ice and you do everything you can, you get a minus. I think it's more of a team stat than it is a individual stat, but Lucas Raymond's plus minus nevertheless did improve. I would just say that his season was good. I'd say Lucas Raymond had a good season. If you're saying it was bad or very disappointing, I think you're being really disingenuous. I think he's trying to work on other areas of his game as well, being a little bit more defensive. But I think to do that, he will need to pack on some pounds and get a little bit heavier to be harder to move off the puck and so that he can just start running people, because I think he has the ability to do that as well. I could see a 30-goal, 70-plus point next season for him, and I think it would make a lot of people stop talking about him if he just went out there and blew the doors off. But, I mean, I think it's totally possible. I think Max Boltman had said the same thing, that Lucas Raymond has that kind of ability. And people will say, well, he hasn't shown that goal scoring, but he's shown what kind of goal scorer he is. He has a really good shot, a really quick shot, very accurate. He just now needs to be able to find that extra space and find that extra jump, because of the release isn't an issue. It's being able to find that open ice and to move people out of the way. So I think that Lucas Raymond, very possible he has a 70-point season. People keep asking, well, who's your comparable for Lucas Raymond? And I'm still going to give kind of the Mitch Marner comparable. Maybe not as soft as Marner, but I think that that offensive ability is there and that hockey IQ is there that Marner has. And I think Lucas Raymond could do that. Is he there yet? No. Is he close? No. But I think give him a couple seasons. He's only 21. I think that's the kind of ceiling I see for someone like Lucas Raymond. And a lot of doubters are out there after year two, which is pretty surprising to me. But I think he should be able to silence them pretty soon here. Jonathan Berggren is also on Team Sweden. He has a goal and three assists and is plus +3. I also expect to step forward from Berggren next season, as I think he'll be a little bit more sheltered than Raymond was. But I would love to see him get consistent second line minutes and less shuffle up and down the lineup. I think he has earned it. He was consistently one of our best players most nights, and it was just trying to find that spot for him. And I think if you can get him into a consistent spot, get him those consistent minutes and line mates into a groove, I think he's just going to perform. And I think that's what he could be. I think he can be a top six guy, but I think on this team, he'll end up being mid six, which could be dangerous if you put him into a third line role. And I also think he'll get a lot of special teams. He's just sneaky smart, makes really good moves, has that offensive talent that if you've got him on power play two, you should have a really good power play. So we're going to move on to the last three teams. What I want to do really quick is take a pause for a word from our sponsors, and I will be back in just 1 minute to wrap up our quick hits episode. Light the lamp during the hockey playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can make a $5 bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. You can always take the underdog, so like the Florida Panthers and the Seattle Kraken, to win tonight to make some bonus money. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code THPN. New customers can make a $5 hockey playoff bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPENY. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Let's face it, with coffee starting at $5, yes, even without any customizations, and our bank account somehow always depleting, we are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing, but are priced differently solely based on brand name. So a good duplicate or dupe is crucial for getting the highest quality at the best price. One dupe you definitely shouldn't sleep on, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon is a premium audio that is perfect price point, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, without breaking the bank. Raycon's mission is to prove that you shouldn't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. You can get a pair and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of those other more big name tech brands out there. Raycon knows that in this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect. They offer buy now, pay later options. Right now, you can pay as low as $18 at checkout. They have an easy and free return guarantee, offer 2 years of product protection insurance just for a few bucks, and free domestic shipping and flat fee international shipping. They have over 50,000 five-star reviews. With features such as customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, and awareness mode, you cannot go wrong with Raycon earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/THPN. And we're back. And there's three teams left that we have wings with. Team Czechia is 3-1. And Dominik Kubalík is absolutely on fire. The dude has gone insane. He leads the tournament in points with 6 goals and 4 assists, including a hat trick against Slovenia. He has 45 points in 81 games this season, which is more than he had his final season in Chicago. I see him bumping that up next season. I'm really hoping he's not involved in a trade in the offseason because I think he has offense to give there. I think his first year adjustments, a lot of it, I think he could have gone higher. And that's why I think he'll have that bump, is because once you get past that first year, once you know who your line mates are, you know who coaching is, you're adjusted to the system because everything is new for this team. I think he comes in and I could see 30 goals out of Kubalík again. And if you've got Larkin with 30 and you've got Kubalík with 30 and you get Lucas Raymond with 30, you bring in another high offensive guy in the offseason through a trade. You bring in a Kyle Connor, you bring in a William Nylander, and then you've got a 40 goal guy. I think offense is the goal and is what it needs to be achieved in this offseason to take this team to the next step. And I think Kubalík will be an important guy there in taking that step because he does have the offense. I would definitely keep him around. He's 27 years old. I think there's still a lot of scoring left there. Kubalík has been very impressive in the Worlds. And again, strong offseason. Come into camp, get with your guys, get into the system, and just go out there and play your game because that offense is there. Team Germany, they are 1-3 with their only win coming against Denmark. There's not a lot to say about them. They're not a super strong team this year. Mo's doing his damnedest with 2 assists. After initially saying he wasn't going, I was kind of impressed that he went, not impressed, but surprised that he went out there for Team Germany. He said he was not going to go because he was trying to recover from an injury. And then a couple weeks later, they're like, "Bah, he's fine. He's going to go play." And I'm like, that's a little concerning because I would still just let him rest, let him have a really good offseason to come back. Mo had a good season this last season once he was removed from Ben Sherratt. And I mean, he needs to, not that he needs to improve, because I already say he's a top 10 defenseman in the league, but I think the rest could have done him good. So I'm not sure going to play was a super smart idea. But I understand why Team Germany wants him. I mean, he's, like I said, one of the best defensemen in the world. And that's what they need for this tournament. But they just, I mean, they're not winning. And I don't think they thought they were going to win everything, but Mo gives them a much better chance to win. Last on our list, and I told you this was going to be a quick episode. Finally, we have Team Finland. They are 2-2 and with 2 assists for Olli Maatta. And we've said it before. I think all of us, me, Ryan, and Tyler, like what Maatta brings to the table. He'll be a great mentor for what will really be a super young blue line next season. You could have Albert Johansson. You could have Simon Edvinsson, both of them playing at the same time. When you already have Mo, who is super young, and you got Jake Wallman, who is younger, but not, I mean, I'm 33, so he's younger than me, but he's a younger guy as well. So if Maatta and Sherratt are your two oldest guys, they're kind of the mentors for that blue line. And I think Maatta knows what it is to win. And I think that's one of the qualities that he brings, as well as being a really steady defenseman. And I think he'll be really important going forward. I think that's why he got the extension, because Yzerman knows that this is going to be a really young team, a really young blue line, and they're going to need a lot of guidance moving forward. It helps that Cronwall is also mentoring some guys, but I think Maatta being in that locker room and being there every day for the guys is just really good. I also think they will probably retain maybe Osterley for another season and let Gustav Lindstrom walk. And Osterley is also a good kind of mentor guy, a grinded out guy who can plug in when needed. So you have three guys that are over 26, and then you're going to have a bunch of younger guys in there as well on that blue line, which is exciting to me because we have a lot of really good defensive prospects. So all in all, the Wings at the Worlds, they're doing well. Hopefully this gives them the confidence needed to have a huge offseason as they push for the playoffs next season. I think they make it. That's my expectation, is that the Red Wings make the playoffs in 2023-24. And I think it is absolutely attainable with the right moves this offseason, which I think we'll have to talk about more coming up towards free agency. We're going to have a really interesting guest on in June. We're going to be talking to an agent about the free agent process and how it is for players and how it is working with general managers. So that will be coming up next month. Now we're on to the draft. So that's the next big event is the draft. We will be down at LCA for the draft party like we are every year. So if you're planning to go, give us a shout. We can say hi. We'll buy you a beer. We've got stickers. We normally bring swag and stuff to the draft to give out. But it's always a good time. And we love hanging out with everyone down there. It's always a lot of fun. But that is going to do it for us tonight. We like to give a shout out to the Hockey Podcast Network at HockeyPodNet. You can follow us online at Grindline Pod and me at Bringing the Wing. We can give a shout out to Vintage Detroit, which is the only place you should get your Detroit jerseys from and worked on. If you use the promo code Grindline on HowiesHockeyTape.com, you'll get 10% off. If you use that same promo code on Bring Hockey Back, you will get 12% off. Go sub to us on YouTube. This video will be up there as well as all of our other content. Turn on the notifications. You'll get notified every time something goes live. And you can check out redbubble.com and search the Grindline to find our merch. Ton of stuff up there as well. There will be new stuff going up. I just have to fit design into my day, which is just another thing. But there will be new merch coming up this season as well. So that is going to do it for us. I am Greg. You stay classy, Hockey Town.